It's Marketplace Tech for November 13th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This weekend, a group of hackers and policymakers are tackling one of our modern sources of existential dread, the idea that technology might drastically increase income inequality. The Create-a-thon in San Francisco this weekend is being organized in part by Jim Pugh.
I think automation is coming a lot more quickly than a lot of folks think. We are really just a couple years away from self-driving vehicles to really take off across the U.S. There's 3 million people employed in the ground transportation industry across the country. If we have self-driving trucks that are suddenly doing all that work, that is a huge disruptive change.
Jim Pugh there, who's worried people will be put out of work with little recourse and hoping that hackers and other thinkers might find some ideas or even solutions this weekend. While us humans still have money to spend, the holidays are fast approaching, and that means a whole new generation of devices will arrive. While most people seem happy to keep their tablets without buying the latest versions, consumers are early adopters when it comes to new phones. So how to recycle or repurpose? Our friend at CNET, Lindsay Turntine, is here with some ideas. Lindsay, there's a way to turn our old phones into security systems?
You can actually use an old phone as a security webcam. So you can use it to keep an eye on your house, or you can even use one as a baby monitor. And it's actually really easy to do. There are some apps. One of them is free. It's called Manything for iOS. And then there's an Android app called IP Webcam. And that costs $4. But you can really easily set them up to work kind of like a drop cam or an old school webcam. You just plug it in, mount it using a tripod, and let it go and use your home Wi-Fi to stream a constant photo of what's going on in your house.
My immediate thought, of course, is hacking. Are these apps relatively secure?
They are as secure as the manufacturers make them. I have never heard anything about these webcams being hacked. Certainly, anything is vulnerable to being hacked, but who knows?
Assuming maybe I don't want to watch my cat all day on Wi-Fi, there are some other things that we can do with our older gadgets as we get ready to replace them, right?
Sure. One of the things that's becoming more and more popular to do is to simply sell them for a little bit of money. So a reporter from CNET named Shara Tibkin went to Louisville, Kentucky to check out what Gazelle does. This is one of the most popular cell phone resellers. And what they do is they'll pay you for your old phone. And this is becoming more common as people start to reject the idea of locking themselves into two-year carrier plans and want to just swap out their technology more often.
Lindsay Turntine, editor-in-chief at CNET.com. Lindsay, nice to have you on.
Thanks, Ben.
You know what time it is, Silicon Tally time. Well, today my guest is Dan Bobkoff. He works on special projects at Business Insider and Tech Insider, our partners in making our new podcast, Codebreaker. Dan, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
All right. 70 million.
70 million. Is that
phone
how many
calls?
70 million phone calls. Oh, you just switched that up on me. I thought this was something to do with China.
Nope.
Is there something spying related? Something NSA related?
You're very close. 70 million is the number of phone calls made by inmates in U.S. prisons and jails that were released to the press by an anonymous hacker. Okay, what do you got for me?
All right, 25%.
25% of what?
Something's been reduced by 25%.
I'm going to say GoPro's stock has taken a 25% dive in recent days.
It's another high-flying tech company. This one is Snapchat. This week, Fidelity, the big mutual fund company, they basically said that their investment in Snapchat is worth 25% less than they thought it was a few months ago.
All right. 1975, the year.
1975, the year. Is that the introduction of Betamax?
Yes. Well played, sir. 1975 was the year Sony launched Betamax, and that's a year before JVC launched rival VHS, which became a sort of market standard and market leader after a long battle between the two companies and their fans. Sony announced this week that it will stop selling Betamax in March of 2016. I didn't even know they still did that.
How many people in the world do you think are sad right now?
Five.
All right.
All right, what do you got for me?
32%.
32% of what? Come on.
32% faster.
I don't know, some robotic arm that's connected to somebody's head can move 32% faster now after, I don't know, new algorithm that's more efficient?
Exactly. No, not at all.
Oh,
that's how much faster...
Play with my heart like that,
sorry
Dan.
About that. This is how much faster the new iPad Pro is than the MacBook. And this is interesting because the iPad Pro is cheaper than the new MacBook. And it's actually, I think it's interesting because this is not a good sign for Intel. Because if you have Apple design chips that are faster than Intel chips, this, I think, is the beginning of the day when maybe Macs will start using the Apple series of chips. And they could lose a big customer at Intel.
Tech companies, they just love making their own stuff, don't they?
I tell you. Vertical integration.
Dan Bobkoff is the editor of special projects for Business Insider and the website Tech Insider, which is our partner in our new podcast, Codebreaker. Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can hear Codebreaker's entire first season right now. It's on iTunes or your preferred podcasting app. There's a catch for aspiring bingers, though. You have to decipher the code in each episode to unlock the next one early. We've already had a bunch of people racing to the finish. You can, too. Head to the website codebreaker.codes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.